Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Thursday is here, which means Friday is nearly here, which means the weekend is nearly here. But before all of that, it's time for me to give you your five Activity Quest daily tasks to keep you busy today. First up, I want you to listen to the Story Quest podcast. This is our story podcast, I guess, obviously. Every week we share a brand new story, and today a new episode came out. So I want you to listen to it and then head over to funkidslive.com/daily and sum up the story in just 5 words. It sounds easy, but it's actually really hard when you can't use that many words. Number 2 on today's list, I want you to find out what balloons were made from 100 years ago. Head to funkidslive.com/daily and there you'll find Sir Sidney McSprocket's video all about it. And once you've watched it, make sure you tell us the answer by filling in the form on the website. Number 3 on today's list, I want you to listen to Fun Kids Animals. It's one of our brand new radio stations, and this one is dedicated to nothing but animal songs. So give it a listen and pretend you're on a jungle adventure. Maybe you're a monkey looking for a bunch of bananas, or perhaps you are Tarzan swinging through the trees on vines. Whatever you want to be, go for it. Right now, it's time for activity number 4. Have you ever wanted to write messages that no one but you or a friend could understand? Well, that's why I want you to invent your own secret code. Once you do, you'll be able to communicate with people and others will have no idea what you're saying. Codes like these have been used for ages. Secret agents would use them all the time during the Second World War. Head to funkidslive.com/daily and we've got a few ideas on there about how to make a secret code. Once you've made it, write us a message in your code and we'll see if we can crack it. It might be quite tricky. Now for the final activity of the day. Robot from The Breakfast Show isn't the only robot on Fun Kids. He's got loads of robot friends dropping in on him and Sean in the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast. So I thought this would be quite a fun chance for you to design a brand new robot that you reckon would be good friends with Robot. No enemies, just good friends here. So get out your pen and paper, get designing. When you've made your robot, take a photo and show us at funkidslive.com/daily and I'll pass it on to Sean as well. So let's have a recap of your 5 activities for today. Number 1, listen to Story Quest and sum up the story in 5 words. Number 2, find out what balloons were made from 100 years ago. Number 3, listen to Fun Kids Animals and pretend you're on a jungle adventure. Number 4, invent your own secret code. And number 5, draw your own robot. Or should I say, draw your own robot. Remember, funkidslive.com/daily is the place to go to submit your answers. And you could be on Fun Kids today at 6 p.m. and in the Activity Quest podcast tomorrow. So every day we're sharing a bunch of people who have taken on the Activity Quest daily challenges. Thanks to Charlotte, who made cupcakes and showed us over at funkidslive.com/daily. And then there's Dan. Dan got in touch and said he is loving Sir Sidney McSprocket. And one more, GB40 says, I love the Activity Quest podcast so much as I'm trying my best to do all of the activities every day. Remember, whatever you do, funkidslive.com/daily is the place to tell us, and you could be on air tomorrow at 6 p.m. and in the Activity Quest podcast the following day. Just search Activity Quest. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Frustrating is backwards going, especially when you're trying to get ahead in life and at work. So if you're thinking of going to school, enroll at Brandman University, where you can use tomorrow what you learn today in over 90 programs built from the job up. Keep your life and your education moving in the right direction. And go ahead with school, not back to it. At Brandman University, visit brandman.edu or click the banner.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.